and your host returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
us to fend for ourselves. Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyaratu Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyaratu al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Bari'tu ila Allah wa ilaykum minhum wa min ashya'ihim wa atba'ihim wa awliya'ihim ya Aba Abdullah inni silmun liman salamakum wa harbun liman harabakum ila yawm al-qiyamah.
Brothers and sisters, previously we were discussing this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. Ya Aba Abdullah إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة. O Aba Abdullah, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and at war with he who is at war with you, until the day of resurrection. إلى يوم القيامة. Regarding this last part of this phrase, until the day of resurrection, we said that this is a declaration from the Zair, from the speaker, and it resembles the one who promises the Ahlul Bayt to be supportive of their teachings and themselves until the day of resurrection, and not just until the day of resurrection, but it is a kind of perpetual promise. So the man says that he is loyal to the Ahlul Bayt throughout the period of this world, and in true meaning, also the other world as well. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam is reported to have said in this regard, من أحبنا وعمل بأمرنا كان معنا في السنام الأعلى. Whosoever loves us and acts according to our command would be with us at the highest zenith. ومن أبغضنا وردنا أو رد واحدا منا فهو كافر بالله وبآياته. And whosoever hates us and rejects us, or rejects even one of us, is a disbeliever in Allah and His signs. One might wonder, why do the Ahlul Bayt say such words? Why do they claim that if even one of them are rejected, the man or woman rejecting the Ahlul Bayt is rejecting Almighty Allah? Now let us provide an answer to that question with a short preamble first. All human beings are instinctively inclined towards perfection, and Allah is the peak of perfection. So man has a natural inclination towards Allah, and in this relation, he is trying hard to reach that peak point of perfection. If he is truly devoted to Allah, this inclination motivates him to walk on the path of Him, to listen to whatever He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, orders. Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqih. O man, surely you must strive to attain to your Lord, a hard striving till you meet him. Since reaching the peak of perfection requires going through certain stages, higher stages cannot be reached without going through lower stages. This is because the system of the universe is made as such. One who wishes to reach the peak of perfection must go through the stage of professing the prophethood of Muhammad, who was the first manifestation of Allah. And he must profess the imamah of Imam Ali alayhi salam, because he is the gate to Holy Prophet's knowledge. Ana madinatul ilm wa aliyum babuha, the Holy Prophet says. I am the city of knowledge and Ali is the gate. So it is impossible to reach the peak of perfection without resorting to Imam Ali alayhi salam and to whatever Imam Ali alayhi salam introduces. So the Ahlul Bayt are the beginning of this kind of spiritual journey, without which no one can follow Allah's orders and His Messenger, and he can never reach Him.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. Subhanallah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates Him. He understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So about this part, until the day of resurrection, Imam Zainul Abidin says, مَنْ أَحَبَّنَا وَعَمِلَ بِأَمْرِنَا كَانَ مَعَنَا فِي السَّنَى مِنْ أَعْلَى. The one who loves us and acts according to our command will be with us at the highest zenith. And the one who rejects even one of us is disbeliever. The reason is now made clear, because Ahlul Bayt are the link to Allah, without which no one would be able to reach Almighty Allah. Addressing Imam Ali alayhi salam, Allah's Messenger, the Holy Prophet sallallahu, says, مَنْ سَرَّهُ أَنْ يَلْقَى اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ آمِنًا مُطَهِّرًا لَا يَحْزُنُهُ الْفَزَعُ الْأَكْبَرُ فَلْيَتَوَلَّكَ وَلْيَتَوَلَّ بْنَيْكَ الْحَسَنَ وَالْحُسَيْنِ. The one who is pleased to meet Allah safe, purified, and not sad about the horror of Judgment Day must accept the leadership of you wholeheartedly, not just you, but your two sons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhim as-salam. And then the Holy Prophet continues to name all the nine Imams after Imam Ali alayhi salam. The one who wants to be purified in meeting Allah and not being worried about the horror of the Judgment Day must believe in all of you. And then Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif as their seal. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين